AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In suburban Minneapolis, three first responders killed on Sunday when they tried to stop a domestic dispute. ABC's Alex Perez has more.
We're all grieving, and we're going to do it together.
Police called to the scene about 2 a.m. Sunday, where they say the shooter was barricaded inside with his family, including seven children. After an hours-long standoff, police determining the suspect died by suicide, the children found safe.
Much of the state of California getting hit by one of those atmospheric rivers. It's bringing wind, snow, strong wind. Brief tornadoes are possible today in the Sacramento Valley. The mother of Russian dissident Alexei Navalny says she has been turned down when she tried to get access to her son's body. She's traveled to Siberia near the penal colony where Navalny died, but was denied custody of the remains. Another grim milestone in the Middle East, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. More than 29,000 Palestinians have been killed since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers signs new legislative district maps into law today over the objections of many of his fellow Democrats. Republicans maintain they won't sue to keep the new Evers maps from going into effect until after this fall's elections.
I don't know what mischievous thing we're doing here. Well, we could sue regardless on anything, but I don't know how you sue when there's not a decision.
Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu on WISN-TV's Up Front. Today is President's Day. As a federal holiday, banks, post offices, and other organizations are closed. The holiday was started in 1879 to celebrate George Washington's birthday, but by the late 20th century, Americans have been marking the day to honor all the nation's presidents. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. The Dane County Board of Supervisors approved a master planning document for one of the county's largest public parks last Thursday. Indian Lake County Park near Cross Plains holds the namesake Indian Lake, miles of hiking trails, and a historic 19th century chapel in its nearly 800 acres. The master plan will help county officials decide on how to improve and preserve the park in the coming years. It calls for expanding the park's skiing and hiking trails, improvements to the dog park, and adding more vehicle parking. The Madison All-City Spelling Bee took place this past weekend, and three Madison students are making their way to state. Eighth grader Vincent Batista from St. Maria Goretti Catholic School came in first with the word menudo. Aiden Wajayakulasaria from Blessed Sacrament School placed second, and Catherine Moore from Spring Harbor Middle School took third. All three will make it onto the Badger State Spelling Bee, which will be held on March 16th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
The Bucks' Damian Lillard named All-Star MVP.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The East beat the West in the annual NBA All-Star game by a ridiculous final score of 211 to 186, a new all-time record high. Milwaukee's Damian Lillard becoming the first player to win both the three-point competition and MVP.
It's definitely one of those things where people are going to look at the game and say they don't play defense, and some people don't take the competition serious. But for me, it was just a break from the season and an opportunity for me to just be successful at something.
Baseball veterans reporting to Brewers spring training camp, including their new first baseman, Rhys Hoskins, who signed with the club after leaving the Phillies. A week later, the Brewers traded pitcher Corbin Burnes to Baltimore. His reaction.
Anytime you lose a bona fide ace in this game, Corbin Burnes, and he's really, really good, but, you know, an opportunity for some of the younger guys to step up.
That's Brewers first baseman Rhys Hoskins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to 44 for a high this afternoon with a light breeze out of the southeast at only about 5 to 10 here throughout the day. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 28 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 50 on Wednesday. Mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice. Got free training and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Putin is responsible. What has happened to Navalny is yet more proof of Putin's brutality. No one should be fooled, not in Russia, not at home, not anywhere in the world. Putin does not only target his citizens of other countries, as we've seen what's going on in Ukraine right now, he also inflicts terrible crimes on his own people. And as people across Russia and around the world are mourning Navalny today, because he was so many things that Putin was not.
President Biden went on to say,
he was brave. He was principled. He was dedicated to building a Russia where the rule of law existed and where it applied to everybody. Navalny believed in that Russia, that Russia. He knew it was a cause worth fighting for.
Yep, one last one, the president.
This tragedy reminds us of the stakes of this moment. We have to provide the funding so Ukraine can keep defending itself against Putin's vicious onslaughts and war crimes. You know, there was a bipartisan Senate vote that passed overwhelmingly in the United States Senate to fund Ukraine. Now, as I've said before, and I mean this in a literal sense, history's watching. History's watching the House of Representatives. The failure to support Ukraine at this critical moment will never be forgotten. It's going to go down in the pages of history. It really is. It's consequential. And the clock is ticking. And this has to happen. We have to help now.
Yep. All right. This is why we had to get Phil Itner live again from Ukraine. I watched Navalny over the weekend, the documentary, Phil, and it just, everything the president said, and we just talked about that. Of course, Trump, it took him several days to finally say something, and of course he made it about him and whining about his trial as if he's Navalny, right?
Yeah. Yeah, as if the proper application of a judicial system can be any way equated with what happens in Russia, where, you know, it's just bald-faced power. And, you know, there's something like a 95% conviction rate in Russia. It's because the courts are not true courts. Yeah. Law is used as a weapon in Russia. And Navalny, sadly, died as a result of that weapon.
Yeah.
So it's a message to us all. And it's a message as to why the Ukrainians are fighting as hard as they are, because they don't want to live that way.
Well, you know, Andrew Weissman made the point on Twitter, Phil. He said Trump's outlandish absolute immunity argument would permit him to off people in the exact same way Putin can off political opponents like Navalny. I guess I shouldn't be surprised by anything this Republican Party does, but a lot of them haven't even commented, you know, on Navalny's death or changed their position, right, on funding for Ukraine, on funding this absolute evil attack on Ukraine.
Yeah, I've even seen people go further than that and say that, you know, Navalny is now being used as a tool to push through aid. Well,
oh yeah,
darn right, sure, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because that's exactly what the Ukrainians are resisting. The Ukrainians, as flawed as things are here, and as damaged and as wounded as these people are by centuries of oppression by the Russians, they hope for a better world where their court systems cannot be abused in this way. And it's not perfect here, but you want to make it better? Get rid of the Russians. Get rid of the Russian influence. Yeah. Get rid of the legacy of Russia, and that includes a court system here, which admittedly is deeply flawed. But the Ukrainians want to make it better, and seeing things like Navalny or the other people who are currently political prisoners around the former Soviet Union. I look at Mikhail Saakashvili, currently imprisoned in Tbilisi, Georgia, because the government there is beholden to Putin. I see numerous political prisoners in places like Belarus.
We were saying
the polluting influence of Russia.
People being arrested for leaving flowers for Navalny. I was saying in the documentary, I mean, him saying, you know, if I'm, you know, this is my message to you, don't give up. If I'm killed, you know, he talks about it. I mean, he says, you know, everything's going to be okay. And even if it's not, at least we lived honest lives. I mean, I think.
I didn't agree with everything that Alexander Navalny said. I was at protests in Moscow in 2011, 2012, when he rose to prominence, and some 20,000 to 60,000 people took to the streets during that period of time. And he was very good at organizing. Say what you want about Navalny, he was good at organizing people, and he was good at getting out the message that, hey, these guys are corrupt and they are robbing from all of us, and that's why he was put in prison. It wasn't that he had massive support, because those protests back in 11 and 12, when, you know, Putin came into power after he kind of like made a mockery of a loophole in the Russian constitution. He got Medvedev in there for a while as a proxy, but the people took to the streets, and they were very disparate groups, and Navalny brought them together. So say what you want about his own position, but he was very good at mobilizing people, and he was very good at exposing their crimes.
You know, top of the show, Phil, I made an analogy here, is, you know, Navalny was at least a hope for Russians for something different and better, and this is what murderous dictators like Donald Trump would love to be. That's what they want to do, is crush our spirit, make us feel hopeless, make us feel like, you know, Trump's inevitable, and he's not. I mean, this makes me so furious, particularly after 2016. Ron tweets, Russian media mocks Trump supporters as, quote, not very smart, quote, rednecks, quote, primitive people who you have to talk to with, quote, cliches and dumb slogans. They know absolutely how to manipulate. You know, these are the idiots sending money to Donald Trump, you know, to help pay for his latest criminality.
The Russians know exactly what they're doing when they foster this kind of division within our country, and when they give support to, you know, Donald Trump and his ilk. I mean, make no doubt about it. They are inside the United States. They are all along the border. The Russians' intention is always to divide and conquer. They want to split us off from one another. They want to split our transatlantic alliances. That's why I think we've got Trump talking so badly about NATO. He's doing exactly what Putin wants him to do. They study us, and they know that they don't have a chance to beat us if they can break us off from one another. But if we can stay united, we can push back against Putin and his autocratic ilk.
I wanted to get your take on our friend Tristan Snell, who prosecuted Trump University. It tweeted, here's how Western allies should respond to Putin executing Navalny. Seize the $388 billion in Russian funds currently frozen in Western bank accounts and give it to Ukraine today. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of talk about that as repercussions for Navalny, and there are a number of bank accounts around the world, and many of them are in Western capitals, like in Belgium and other places where they launder their money. Grab it, take it, put it to good use in Ukraine, support the Ukrainian war effort and the reconstruction that's going to be needed here, but make them hurt for what they are doing to Ukraine. And also, hopefully, and I mean this sincerely, for them to finally look in the mirror once they lose this war here, which will be an existential loss, look in the mirror and make the changes that they themselves know they need to make, but they can't do it while Putin is still czar on his throne in the Kremlin.
Yeah, and I mean, you can't write this stuff. It was isn't it a Russian that won the, I don't know, the gold sneakers, the gold Trump sneakers that they just, the signed sneakers they auctioned off. I mean, it's just, as we were talking about, Phil, if you didn't think Donald Trump is already an enormous national and international security threat, now he owes, I don't know, close to $400 million, and he would start getting national security briefings, I mean, which we know he's already shared with Russia in the Oval Office, right?
Yeah, I mean, he is compromised by Vladimir Putin. There is just no way. I mean, if you are pushing it back against that, you're putting your head in the sand.
Yeah.
He is clearly compromised by Putin, or he's a fellow traveler. As you mentioned, you know, he would love to be an autocrat, but this is what Navalny was pushing up against. He was pushing up against many things, but one of them was the corruption within the Kremlin, Putin's Kremlin, but also the idea that a country the size of Russia could be controlled by one single man and everybody else around him is just an apparatchik or a yes man. Navalny was searching for a more pluralistic Russia and hoping that by in so doing, you know, he could empower, that people could be empowered. It's empowering the Russian people that I think Navalny wanted to see happen. And for a guy like Vladimir Putin, that was just absolutely unacceptable. So whether they kill him as a result of the poisoning and his health conditions, or whether they let him die in what are awful prisons. I've been to a couple of Russian prisons as a journalist covering them. They are they're not comfortable places by any stretch of the imagination.
What did Russia say? Oh, sudden death syndrome.
Yeah, is it,
that happens to a lot of Putin critics,
yeah,
weirdly,
we
when you're 47
you
and out for a walk.
Yeah, it's minus 20 and we're making you walk in your bedroom slippers kind of thing. I mean,
and
we're not feeding you. And prisons are awful things in Russia. If you are a ward of the state in any way, shape, or form in Russia, you are seen as a burden on the state. And thereby you're kind of, you're just disregarded.
And we got to take,
I think that if they didn't kill him, they certainly didn't stop him from dying.
Yeah. We got to take a page from him when he said, the thing I want you to know is don't give up. If they kill me, it means we were right, you know. Just take a listen to this, Phil. I think Vote Vets is one of our great, you know, organizations here. But take a listen to this ad.
Привет, моя куколка.
Putin's puppet is back with a vengeance, and Republicans are marching in lockstep, following orders to strangle the freedom fighters in Ukraine, threatening to break the NATO alliance that's kept the West safe, and encouraging Putin to invade our European allies.
I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want.
Just ask the people of Poland, Finland, and the Baltics, whose borders are already under assault from Russia, whether they trust Putin the way Trump does. Ask the parents of American service members if they're ready to sacrifice their kids' lives for Trump's weakness. Whatever happened to Republicans standing up for freedom?
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Whatever happened to Republicans standing up for America?
Peace through strength works.
Now it's appeasement through surrender and blind loyalty to a Russian dictator and his puppet in chief.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't say it enough. Phil, are you feeling, you know, President Biden said he said to Zelensky he feels confident we are going to get this aid. Are you?
I think ultimately yes, because I think the American people want it, and I think there are enough people on the floor and in the House that will pass it. I know that there are lots. I find it very interesting, Steph, that a lot of Republican House members are declaring that they will not run for re-election. I think we're up to 23 now, and I don't think that's a coincidence that these announcements have came as we get, you know, shamefully they're on recess, but they should be drawn back, you know, reconvened. But when they eventually do reconvene, I think these people who are making these public announcements that they aren't going to be running for re-election will allow them to vote their conscience. I think it will pass, but it can't come soon enough. They're losing territory here because we're running out of ammo.
Yeah, and to your point, Phil, I'd save this for you. New Pew poll, 74% of Americans view the war in Ukraine as important to U.S. U.S. national interests. 43% describe it as very important. 59% of Americans describe the war in Ukraine as important to them personally when asked. So, again, I think you can't be on the wrong side of the public and history, you know, forever. And so I have to feel confident. And thank you for speaking out as much as you do. And as you know, come back anytime and talk to us, okay?
Well, thank you for letting me talk to your audience, Seth. It's really important that we keep this in people's minds. These people are fighting for something good. They're fighting for what we believe in the form of democracy and the rule of law. And by killing Navalny, all they've done is shown themselves to be the criminals and the brutal regime that they are. So,
Slava Ukraini.
Support you. Slava Ukraini. Героям слава.
Okay. See you next time, Phil. All right, there he goes. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my cozier sheets. Doesn't matter that it's raining here, Jody.
No.
Right?
No.
I'm cozy, cozy, cozy. In my cozier pajamas, my cozier sheets. I mean, I'm waiting for my olive green pajamas. I'm so excited about them. They have a new color. Sorry. Check out these 5-star reviews on their website. This one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. And you can get a bar and a goon separately and together right now.
Yay.
If you use my code. Even a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it. Wash it. Try it out. If you're not completely in love, send it back within 100 days for a full refund. It is life-changing luxury. The world's softest sheets and jammies. Cozyearth.com. Enter my promo code Miller at checkout. Save up to 35% on Cozyearth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. Cozyearth.com. Promo code Miller.
Nobody can do what you do. My God, you're perfect.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I am not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left 5-star reviews on their website, like this one from Haley. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You will have no regrets. Couldn't agree more. Cozy Earth sheets available now in 15 awesome colors are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you will sleep cool and comfy year round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. I love my Cozy Earth jammies and my Cozy Earth sheets. You will too. That is CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. Type in Miller for 35% off CozyEarth.com. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code FITNESS.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Almaz Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Almaz Show.
You look at Taylor Swift, she fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, what? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Legal lady Joe Weinbanks coming up bottom of the hour. Comedian extraordinaire Billy West. All hour three. Fantastic. George Conway tweets, my dogs follow me around the house as though I'm about to do something interesting and important, and I always feel like I'm letting them down.
Same.
Exactly how I feel. Same. I feel like Julie on the Love Boat. Like, I'm the activities director, and I'm also somehow not.
Only not as coked up.
Scheduling. Right, not as coked up. And that's why I don't have the energy to schedule anything interesting for them. Oh, and then someone said, that's why people love dogs. You never let them down no matter what you do. Cats, on the other hand, are a constant reminder of your inadequacies. You
so
need both
true.
To have a happy life. No, I'm allergic. I can't. I'm aware of my own inadequacies. Oh, and if I'm not, guess who's here to tell me, Sean? Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. What you made me print.
I'm getting some of the best hate tweets ever. See, that is a sign of my low self-esteem is that I love it so much. I love reading them.
Lonnie's worried about you.
I loved.
He's concerned.
Reading them on the air because I had the audacity to stand up for Fannie Willis and say it seemed
how dare
a little, you know, racist and sexist what yeah. She was going through. Okay, so let's see. Oh, my favorite one. Hang on. Where's this one? Because I did respond to one. Where is it?
I don't know.
Hold, please.
There
I have so many of them, Sean.
There were so many.
Oh, here it is. Kev said Steffi is a dumpster in the hood, mm-hmm. And that would be the man batter. That's the aforementioned. Dumpster is mm-hmm. baby batter.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I'm a lesbian, so you're going to have to come up with a better homophobic insult. This only covers your misogyny. Thank you.
Well,
I won Twitter Saturday.
Yeah, you did. That was good.
And I, you know, because I'm a liberal helper, I should have also mentioned, by the way, bulimic ditch liquor is already taken. If we review last week's insults.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Okay, what else did you... Oh, hang on. Here we go. Stephanie is a paid propagandist. The DNC pays her, and she will say anything they tell her to. She is incredible. She isn't smart. She's just trying to divert people's attention from the actual crimes here by harping on race. Do we get that big DNC
that check?
Money here in my leaky basement? Or... Okay. DW tweets, whoa, settle down there, you loudmouth trollop. Wally says,
trollop.
Wally says she isn't on trial for her personal life, you gaslighting jackwagon. And Dave said, you're projecting, you talentless hag. Wow. Oh, and this one, Shireen says, she's probably just Jewish doing what they do, stirring up racial tensions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's me.
Catholic school girl right there.
Yep. I love they thought that was the worst since call me.
Yeah.
Not just a, you know, dumpster, but a Jew, even though I'm not Jewish. But okay. All right. Well. I got. Oh, and this one was super subtle. They spelled out a bunch of things that spell out the N-word in response to my saying they seem racist. Honest critique, Fawnie Willis's N, negatively impacting law practice. I, initiating racism toward whites. G, really, spelled wrong, overconfident. G, onerous with campaign funds. E, vil, R, retarded.
Mm, very nice.
Yeah, all and those. That spells out the N-word. Yeah. So that was their response to me saying they were
what they are.
Racist. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Jill Winebanks next.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report, sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Watchdogs say it's a new day for Wisconsin state government as Governor Evers signs new legislative district maps into law. Yuseli Flores is with the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition. She says Fair Maps will give more people a chance to run for office in marginalized districts.
Folks that might not have millions of dollars in the bank that are running because they're tired of big money politics.
Good government groups say lawmakers will also be more responsive to more constituents. The man accused of killing a couple of newlyweds at a bar in Elkhorn is charged with two counts of homicide and several other crimes. Witnesses say Thomas Rout was at the Sports Page bar on February 1st when he stood up and fired his gun. The bullets killed Emerson and Gina Weingart. Bail was set at $2 million. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes is being recognized nationally for the city's evidence-based policing policy. He'll be inducted into the Evidence-Based Policing Hall of Fame at George Mason University this summer. The honor is awarded to law enforcement members who champion high-quality research programs in their policing. It also recognizes people who are working to advance police reform through science. Barnes will be joining eight other people nationwide being inducted for this year's class. The group formerly known as Madison Autobahn has settled on its third name in less than a year. They changed their name to Badgerland Bird Alliance last fall to distance themselves from their namesake's problematic history. A Waukesha company called Badgerland Birding objected to the name change shortly after. The conservation group voted earlier this month to once again change their name to the Southern Wisconsin Bird Alliance once and for all. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to 44 for a high this afternoon with a light breeze out of the southeast at only about 5 to 10 here throughout the day. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 28 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 50 on Wednesday. Mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes, space is my birds.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7. WMDX.
For years,
Donald Trump engaged in deceptive business practices and tremendous fraud. Donald Trump falsely, knowingly, inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself, his family, and to cheat the system. Donald Trump may have authored the art of the deal, but he perfected the art of the steal.
Thank you, Tish James. One more yesterday.
After 11 weeks of trial.
Excuse me, Friday.
We showed the staggering extent of his fraud and exactly how Donald Trump and the other defendants deceived banks, insurance companies, and other financial institutions for their own personal gain. We proved just how much Donald Trump, his family, and his company unjustly benefited from his fraud.
And one last one. Yes, amen. One more.
I want to be clear. White-collar financial fraud is not a victimless crime. When the powerful break the law and take more than their fair share, there are fewer resources available for working people, small businesses, and families. And everyday Americans cannot lie to a bank about how much money they have in order to get a mortgage to buy a home or a loan to keep their business afloat, or to send their child to college. And if they did, our government would throw the book at them.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Speaking of awesome legal ladies, why, look who's here.
I was once tuned into my radio one day to Stephanie Miller. On Steffi Miller comes a lady.
Chicago's own. Hello, good morning, Jill Winebanks.
Good morning, Stephanie Miller. It is a pleasure to be with you.
You too. So, Jill, it's just short of $11 billion is this judgment. Can I just say, my girlfriend said what I hear people say all the time. They're like, oh, he'll never pay it. All these judgments. You know, this is what kills me is what's happened to our justice system, that people just seem to feel like there's two systems of judgment, and he'll just appeal and appeal and appeal forever, and he'll never pay it. Please tell us that's not true. That there is
sort of not true here.
Yeah.
I'm happy to report that in New York, you have to post either a bond or the actual amount of the judgment
right
before you can appeal. And so he posted $5 million in cash to appeal the first defamation judgment against him for on behalf of E. Jean Carroll. He's now facing a minimum of $88 million deposit that he will have to make either in his own cash or by paying someone for a bond that will accrue interest every minute that it's there. So the money is safely put away. Otherwise, he can't even appeal. That's the end of it. And then actions can be taken to get the money immediately. Liens can be placed on his properties. He can be forced to sell them. So I think in this case, he might have to. Will he declare bankruptcy? Imagine him having to admit to his followers that he's bankrupt.
Yeah.
Now, you know, he will say, it's because I didn't do anything wrong. I was protecting you. And unfortunately, those people,
yeah,
I was going to say something worse, those people believe him.
Well, I mean, this to your point, this is the headline this morning. GoFundMe to help pay Trump's $350 million legal bill is raking in big bucks. I mean,
yeah,
first of all, is that legal, I guess? I mean, it really is still incredible, isn't it? Like, you know, that's what I think people mean is they feel like he personally will never pay anything. He'll get these rubes,
yeah,
you know.
That is possible. And that is actually better than, for example, Russia paying for it, or Elon Musk. I mean, there are other rich,
yeah,
people. There was in the Trump University, which is one of the earlier fraud cases, along with the Trump Foundation, the damages are reputedly paid by a billionaire from Las Vegas who owned a hotel. And that means that Donald Trump didn't even pay the damages in that case. So it's just, you're right. He's never been held accountable, but now he's facing criminal charges, and no one but him can serve that sentence.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Well, let's talk about the appeal. So he will appeal, obviously, the $355 million judgment in the New York fraud trial. By challenging Judge Angoran's definition of the crime, his attorney, Chris Keiss, said the case raises serious legal and constitutional questions regarding fraud claims and findings without any actual fraud. Tish James, of course, is going to say that she, you know, they have the power to prosecute, obviously. Judge Angoran ruled in the summary judgment order that under 6312, the attorney general does not have to show any of these elements. A showing of falsity is enough. Can you break down the legalese for us in all that?
The bottom line is they don't have a good ground for appeal. That New York law says that if you falsify documents, then you're guilty of fraud. And the proof of his falsification was quite obvious. And the people he put on the stand to say, no, he had great financial statements and they were totally accurate, were considered incredible. They weren't credible witnesses, according to Judge Angoran. And his opinion of credibility will be the guiding principle at any appeal. Appeals look at legal definitions. They will not look at factual or credibility conclusions. Those are the trier of fact, which in this case is the judge. There was no jury. And so when he says these people were not credible and the other people who testified to the opposite fact were,
right,
that's, they have to accept those facts. They can challenge whether the law somehow says something different. It's the same thing that happened in Colorado, where the Colorado court made a factual finding, but then made a legal finding, which got overturned by the Supreme Court of Colorado.
Yeah. Obviously, this ruling, Don Jr. and Eric Trump each have to pay $4 million in damages, Alan Weisselberg $1 million. Angoran also barred Trump from serving as a corporate officer or director of a company in the state of New York for 3 years. I'm first of all, was curious why it's not forever, this level of fraud, which, you know, the judge described as breathtaking, right?
Yeah.
And secondly,
you're right.
he didn't go as far as the corporate death penalty that everybody is calling it. It does strike me that he's not allowed to run a company in New York, but it's still possible we might let him run the country. But go ahead. Your take on just...
So let's focus on what you just said, because that's really what we should worry about, is that he could be running this country. And he has said he would run the country just like he runs his business.
Nice.
Do we want someone guilty of fraud? Or at least at this point, there's, you know, no appellate overturning. He has been adjudged to be a fraudster. Do we want that person running the country the way he ran his corporations? And I would say, no, we really don't. Why it wasn't the more severe corporate death penalty, why it wasn't for at least 5 or 10 years, is probably to make it a little more palatable on appeal and to the public. And so right. I don't think that there was any reason why he couldn't. He also didn't award the total amount that the attorney general was requesting. He returned slightly less. And by the way, when we say $350 million, we're really talking closer to $450 million because as part of the damages, he has to pay interest from time. And that's almost $100 million. So
yeah, just as long as we've been talking. I just love the fact that it's been
going up every minute. And exactly. So, and it will keep accruing even when he deposits the $450 million. It's going to keep on getting bigger. So at some point, you know, it's going to be a more obscene amount than his obscene conduct deserved.
Oh, that makes me sad. Okay. Letitia James also, according to one analysis here, has been playing the long game, anticipating Trump would try to pack up his operation and move it to Florida, where he and his children now live. With the support of Judge Angoran, though, James asked for a monitor to oversee the company and its assets that have kept Trump from moving money around to avoid paying whatever Angoran was going to slam him with. How do you think he's going to take to his babysitter and needing to ask permission to do anything with his money?
Nope. I know Barbara Jones, who is the monitor.
Right.
She was the chair of a committee that I served on looking at sexual assault in the military. And so we met every month. I got to, see her quite regularly, and she's up to the job. She will do a very good job. And he also is going to have a compliance officer forced upon him. So it's going to be harder for them to do it. He's not going to like it, but I don't think there's anything he can do about it. And so far, they've sort of cooperated with former Judge Jones, and I don't think that they will stop. So I think it's going to be okay. I think that he and his family are pretty much done in New York. They can't serve on any foundation board because of the fraud involved in their foundation, which they were using charitable dollars for themselves. I think there is a large amount of accountability here, and I'm wondering, people have always said, if he's convicted of a crime, it might change my vote.
Yeah.
This is almost like being convicted of a crime. It's so dramatic. I'm just wondering if maybe this will penetrate, maybe not the deepest MAGA crowd, but the outer perimeter, to use his own language in terms of why he's immune, is the outer perimeter of his job.
Yeah.
Maybe this will have an effect. What do you think?
Well, I do. And also, I want to get your take on this tweet. Can anyone explain how someone with debts as massive as Trump's, following both the civil fraud and E. Jean Carroll trials, could ever be eligible for security clearance again, were he elected to high office, asking for a nation?
Because, unfortunately, in our country, the president doesn't go through a security clearance. He is automatically gets a security clearance. Everyone else has to go through it, but the president does
insane.
Not. So, therefore, he is. Period.
Insane. So, everybody keeps also pointing out, obviously, next trial up is, everybody calls it the hush money case, but it really isn't. It's an election interference case as well, isn't it? The whole Alvin Bragg trial that'll be first up, right?
It is. As I've been saying on Twitter for a long time, I have a hashtag, say this, not that.
Yes.
And one of the things is, call it what it is. Call it an election interference case, not a hush money case, because it was intended to stop voters from knowing the facts before the election, the original 2016 election. And obviously it worked. Now that it's public, nobody cares. Nobody cares anymore, because his followers are deeply in love with him and don't care what horrible things he does.
Let's talk about, you tweeted, too bad the standard for disqualification got lost. The defendants wasted 2 days without producing any evidence to show that Vonnie Willis should be disqualified. Most every woman I've talked to, Jill, was just as enraged as I was by watching this interrogation of Vonnie Willis's personal life and finances and yada, yada. And, I think I saw Joyce Vance and, more of your legal lady friends saying the same thing, that they just did not meet the legal standard, right?
They absolutely didn't. Our episode of hashtag sisters-in-law this week has one very long segment about Vonnie Willis and how awful it was. And the point of my tweet was really, let's focus on what was supposed to be put into evidence. Something that showed a conflict of interest, and nothing was shown that showed a conflict of interest. Yes, she had an affair. Was that great judgment? Probably not, especially with someone who worked for her. But does that in any way affect the evidence or the guilt of the people? Does it show a conflict in her judgment of going forward with the case? Absolutely not. There was not a single shred of evidence that she had any financial benefit from this. And that, I loved her statement, a man is not a plan.
Yeah.
And I'm an independent woman. I can pay my own expenses, and I do.
Yeah.
And her father was so great a witness about, and I taught her to pay in cash because I, as a black man, was denied the use of my American Express card. And then I was denied my Visa card and then my traveler's checks. And luckily I had cash so I could pay the bill and not be run out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah,
by the way, Katie Fang tweeted, I was struck by the testimony of John Floyd, father of Vonnie Willis. Mr. Floyd testified Willis was forced to move out of the brand new home she bought with her own hard-earned money because of death threats she has received. And the other thing, Jill, I guess that I keep pointing out, a lot of us out here in L.A. keep pointing out, Marsha Clark and Chris Darden were in a relationship during O.J., and I'm sure it's happened in 11 billion other trials across this country. It's just ridiculous.
It may have. But in addition, the lawyer who is filing this on behalf of Roman Merchant is married to another lawyer on the case.
Thank you. Thank you.
So there you go. Was there any conflict between them? No. Yeah. If Bonnie Willis had been in a relationship with a grand juror,
right,
that would be a problem.
That's different, right.
If she was in a relationship with a witness, mm-hmm, or if she was herself a fact witness, but that's not the case.
Yeah.
She built this case, and by the way, she built the case before she hired Nathan Wade. Mm-hmm. It was already developed. So, yeah. And the case can continue without him. He is the manager, and nobody has said he isn't doing a good job of it. They have said he doesn't have experience in RICO. So what? He's not handling that element. He's handling the overall coordination.
Yeah.
And so there's really nothing there. There's no there.
Yep. Let me get your take on this, because I know you tweeted about it. Here's Nikki Haley.
Governor Haley, if you were elected president, would you pardon Donald Trump if he was convicted of a crime in federal court?
Well, thank you for that question. You know, if you're talking about pardoning Trump, it's not a matter of innocence or guilt at that point, because that means he would have already been found guilty. I believe in the best interest of bringing the country together, I would pardon Donald Trump, because I think it's important for the country to move on. We've got to leave the negativity and the baggage behind. I don't want this country divided any further. I don't think it's in the best interest for America to have an 80-year-old president sitting in jail and having everybody upset about it.
Oh,
I think this would be the time that we would need to move forward and get this out of the way.
Isn't that amazing? Today's Republican Party, just a serious crime, is just negativity, mm-hmm, Jill.
It is amazing that she used the exact same words as then President Ford did.
Thank you.
He did it in the interest of bringing America together and ending the divisiveness and moving forward. He felt it was more important to accomplish things going forward. And it left unresolved the real guilt of Richard Nixon.
Yep.
Yes, the acceptance of a pardon is an admission of guilt, but that gets lost on most of the American public. But when, you know, first of all, when your father's running mate went to the White House and with the other two leading Republicans and said, you will be convicted on these charges of impeachment if you don't resign. So he said to Goldwater, well, do I have your support? And Goldwater supposedly said, you do not even have mine. And he resigned the next day and left office the day after.
And we have to break, Jill, but I was going to say, you just made the point, though, on Twitter, too, is it's the reason that he lost to Carter, mm-hmm, is pardoning Nixon. So, you know, hopefully we do learn from history, but we shall see. Jill, thank you. Sisters-in-law, the best. I listen all the time. With his book, MSNBC, everywhere. She's a woman, a myth, a legend in industry. We love you.
Thank you so much for having me on. My pleasure.
All right. Thank you, honey. Thank you. 52 minutes after the hour, we roll along. Comedian Billy West coming up. Stephanie Miller Show.
In a perfect world, there would be no right-wing talk radio. Until then, there's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Well, when I first fed my dogs Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dog seemed after we made the switch. So fluffy, I could die. And can I just say, between you and me, fantastic poops. Nice and firm. You know what I'm talking about. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives. How it's dry to the touch. There's no mess. Shelf stable. So I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you're going to love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get 54% off their first Nature's Blend order. Plus, a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Go now to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. That's text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply, or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller. Get it. Yum, 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 yum.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know there's a group focusing on the importance of the arts in Wisconsin? Create Wisconsin is a nonprofit based in Madison and trying to expand thinking about the arts and the economy.
Everybody wants their community to be vibrant and healthy and have people visit and live there. And so we try to help people figure out what they need, and then we figure out how we can help them.
Ann Katz is the director of Create Wisconsin, and she says the work really took off when the group learned the Badger State is in last place when it comes to arts funding and support.
It's an investment in people, businesses, organizations, and communities. People are really hungry for that authentic, unique. Mm-hmm. That's what we try to nurture and to assist.
Learn more about Create Wisconsin and some upcoming events where you can get involved. Go to createwisconsin.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Now the reason we're here as man and woman is to love each other.
Yeah.
Take care of each other. Oh, it's good, good, good. Like
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, I forgot this tweet for Jill Winebanks, her sister-in-law, Joyce Vance. This is a rumbly-tumbly alert. Uh-huh. She tweets, SCOTUS now has the sole ability to decide whether Trump gets tried for his role in election interference on January 6th or whether the case gets sidelined, perhaps permanently, if he wins the election, expecting that decision this week. Yeah. Three of whom he put on there, so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. By the way, this is for you and me, Jody. Decoding Fox News tweets, did political journalists actually have free time before Trump ran for president? Journalism is a demanding gig for a number of reasons, but he's just this swirling, destructive force that destroys every news cycle.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember a time we didn't have to talk about this criminal motherfucking rapist.
Same.
Oh, my God. Okay, but I agree with Bob Seska. How do you ignore him? You can't ignore him.
He's
the front runner for the Republican nomination. It is. Thank you, Aaron Rupar. Vladimir Putin's dictatorship is what full presidential immunity looks like. Taking notes, Supreme Court? Just saying. Just asking. All right. Billy West, voice guy extraordinaire, comedian extraordinaire, next.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right, how many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.